sort of derail the momentum you guys have built up this year?
I mean, it's nothing new to us. We've bounced back before, whether it be our 0-2 start, whether it be losing to L.A. We've been able to bounce back throughout the season. We faced adversity. So, on to the Jets, getting ready for those guys, and then we'll worry about the rest of the games when they get here.
Is this one different at all because it left such a bitter taste, the injuries, the penalties?
I mean, yeah, every game's a little different. So, you know, obviously, looking back at it, things you want back, things you wish wouldn't have happened. But, you know, overall, it's the beauty of this game. You know, there's, you know, especially at this point, there's always another week to go out and prove yourself. So that's what we're looking forward to doing this week, coming out and getting a win against the Jets.
I know that when the 8-game winning streak ended, you said y'all can use that as motivation. Can you use a loss like that? Does that, I don't want to use the term angry, but does that motivate you in a different way?
Definitely. You know, I think a lot of guys felt like we should have won that game. You know, a lot of guys, you know, had some real ill feelings towards that game. So definitely add that to our preparation this week to go out and make it a point to win this game and then, you know, get on to our last two.
How conscious are you guys of the NFC standings right now? I know that you kind of take it one game at a time, but at some point you got to kind of be cognizant of it, right?
Right. Anybody that sits in this locker room tell you they're not looking at it, they're probably lying to you. But we can only control what we can control. You know, if we go out and win our remaining three games, puts us at 12-4, great season. And then, you know, wherever we're ranked at that point is what it is, and we'll go from there.
Did you see Sean in the video of the choke sign? And do you think that's one of the reasons why players respond to him, because he's so passionate and seems to almost care as much as a player on the field?
I didn't see the video. I'd only heard about it. But, you know, I think that is, you know, it's definitely why guys respond to him. You know, when he's on that sideline and he's coaching, it's almost like he's a player. He's into it. He's fired up. He's passionate. You know, sometimes too passionate. But, you know, overall, he's got our back, you know, like we've got his. So when you got a coach like that who's in your corner, makes you feel good about being able to go out there and compete, you know, carefree.
Sean, do you have any thoughts? Did you see the uproar over Tom Savage going back into the game and whether the NFL's concussion protocol is working? Do you have any thoughts on whether the fail-safes in place are good enough?
I don't really have too much to say on that. You know, it's way above my pay grade. You know, I you know, haven't, you know, been in concussion protocol or anything like that, so I can't really speak too much on it. But you know, from what I saw with, you know, how he went down and just being able to go back in the game, you know, obviously, you know, definitely don't think he should have been allowed to go back. But like I said, above my pay grade, I'm just going to worry about Sheldon. That's pretty much it.